Our news time just a little bit after the top of the hour. Well, Tom Cruise has finally come out of the closet. He has admitted he is queer. Here's Mary Beth Johnson with the report.
Bill, Tom Cruise, most notably seen recently on the Today Show, jumping up and down like a ponce from sofa to chair, has finally come out of the closet. It's not something that most of us were surprised to hear, but Mr. Cruise has said it. On the Today Show with Matt Lauer, I'm a fag.
Tom Cruise also is noted as the one actor who's finally proven the theory that actors do know more than the rest of us. They're not just people doing TV shows and films. They actually have some repository and reservoir of knowledge far surpassing any known to man. Cruise lectured Matt Lauer on the effectiveness of psychiatry and on the uses of various neurotransmitting depleting drugs. Tom Cruise, fag, age 40. In other news, the mother of two suspects in the Aruba murder mystery has signed a comprehensive, far-reaching deal with Fox for her own reality television show. Here's Biff Blyengame, our entertainment reporter.
Well, the mother of the two boys who are accused of killing those girls down there in Aruba has finally got her face on the silver screen. She's going to have her own reality show on Fox. The premise? Duh! See if you can survive a night in an Aruba bar. The CBS series Survivor is also going to be concocting something along those lines, where a lot of the people will go to Aruba, be fed a roofie, be anally raped repeatedly with a splintery old broom handle, and see if they can make it to the end. Back to you, Gay.
Well, it just goes to show you there's always some...
Yeah, I know.
...idea in television. Our news time now, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Say, do you take Viagra? Are you one of those guys that needs it? Well, the U.S. government says they're no longer going to federally fund men who take Viagra. Medical reports from the National Institute of Health say that men who need Viagra are a disgrace, they're embarrassing to know, and the government doesn't want to have anything to do with giving them Viagra or even knowing that they exist. So I guess you're on your own there, thumb boy. All right, here's our feature story, and here's Jim Jarvis.
Well, Starbucks, a place that I visit every day, is going to be in Africa soon. That's right, Africa. Not to hire slaves to work in their Starbucks. They've already got plenty of those with shoe-shined hair and earrings. No, Starbucks is going to be in Africa to try to grow a more environmentally friendly bean. We talked with Jamush App, who is with the African Wildlife Foundation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They said they'd come down here, you know, and, see what they can do. I cut a deal with them, you know. I know the man over there and everything.
So Starbucks is going to be growing an environmentally friendly bean in Africa. I'm Bill Johnson. Why does everybody yell on news radio?
News time is 10 minutes after 7.
Go to Kip Kiplinger's. That's the place. They've got Chevrolets. In your face.
Hi, I'm Kip Kiplinger, Chevrolet. Come on down. Get into one of our cars. You can't drive it. We won't give you the keys. You need insurance. And most of you people are indigent immigrants from Mexico. But I'll tell you what. You can sit inside one, imagine what it'll be like, sign away your first 100 paychecks to me, and you're driving a Chevy.
Kip Kiplinger,
5th and Main, downtown. Well, oil is up to $61 a barrel. And it seems like there's no end in sight. For our market report, here's Bob Johnson at the Stock Exchange.
Oil hit a $61 a barrel limit today, and there's no end in sight. I talked with Bob Browning at Browning & Associates.
What seems to be the problem here, Bob?
Well, the American people like it. They like paying more. And as long as we can keep slipping it to them dry, with splinters, why not pay $61 a barrel?
So there you go. 61 a barrel and no end in sight. Have a nice summer.
Our market report brought to you each night by the Wall Street Journal. And now for sports, here's Bucky Denton.
Well, the Angels really did it last night. They hit a three-hitter, and then a guy hit the ball in the outfield. Jim Josephs, who's the manager, can't believe what's going on. The whole thing's going to hell in a handbasket. In basketball, boy, who do the Lakers think they are anyway? They got a lousy team, a lousy coach, and a lousy town, a lousy arena, a lousy league. It's a lousy sport. And not only that, but now Kobe Bryant says he wants more money. Well, give it to him. We can't win without him. This is Bucky Denton with sports.
News time now, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Florence Henderson. Now, I know that I'm talking with a lisp, but please believe me.
the denture cream that I recommend, it's good. It's real good. It just so happens I didn't use it today, so the teeth are, you know, they're moving around in my face. I'm Florence Henderson. Remember, use the denture cream that I've... God dang it.
Let me help you with that, Mr. Henderson.
Use the denture cream that I recommend. It's called No Man's Land Denture Cream. Just slap that stuff on your teeth, pull them out of the jar, stick them in your face. He'll never know.
No Man's Land Denture Cream. Available at all safety drugstores. Scientology has a love affair of Hollywood. You heard our top story of the hour, where Tom Cruise, who not only has come out of the closet, and when we say out, screaming out of the closet, he's in love with Scientology. But Tom Cruise isn't the only person. With our Scientology report and human interest, here's Jimmy Johnson.
Yes, that's right, Bob. Tom Cruise owes his cool head, his defeat of dyslexia, and away his unstoppable stardom to Scientology. That's what he says, anyway. But Scientology has much to thank Tom Cruise for as well. Now Tom Cruise has sucked his young actress wife, Katie Holmes, into it. Ms. Holmes, who's only about 24 and mentally is only about 13, will now be at the mercy of L. Ron Hubbard and all of his slimy, sleeky... God, I hate them.
Hell happening? What happened to you?
My kid ran off with one of them.
You want to finish the report?
No, I don't!
Well, Bobby Brown is getting a new reality show, and with our entertainment report, our fifth in the last 15 minutes, here is Joey Brown.
That's right, TV viewers have peeked into the lives of Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. Boy, that was exciting, wasn't it? I could see Jessica go out there in the middle of the Superdome there onto the AstroTurf and say, oh, I don't know,
just love to see her with her mouth open, huh? You guys know what I'm talking about. Just a little joke, ladies. No pun intended, no offense meant. Please don't call, don't write the FCC. I just like to see her do her O's, if you know what I mean. Now then, Bobby...
News Radio Time, 7:13. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Fox crew in Aruba, they've been there now for 2 weeks, forced to drink those, well, banana daiquiris, sitting on the beach. Greta was seen on all fours, and I'm not saying anything, but Alan Combs was standing behind her. And anyway...
That's really mean.
Oh, shut up. Aren't you the guy that said murder's legal in Aruba?
It is.
I'm not even going to tell people what you said. You told me, because it's
legal if you want...
Shut up, or I'm going to belt you. All right, now it's time for our flashback. Dear Phil, could you please... This is our flashback request. Oh, I like this one. This is one of our faves. And this comes to us from faithful fan Tony in Mississauga, Canada. Dear Phil, could you please play the hilarious Tsunami Car Ride, one of the funniest bits I've ever heard in my life. I vomited blood for 3 days, your faithful fan, Tony. Here it is, Tony, Tsunami Car Ride. Ray, you were telling Chris that your son was injured at a car wash?
Yes, sir, he was, and we are filing a lawsuit. I wanted to give you the name of this company, if I could.
Well, where was this?
It's in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is where we're from originally.
All right. Your son and you were in a car wash, and your son was in... What, now, tell me about this, because it was some kind of a promotion?
That is correct. The owner of this car wash was advertising his car wash that he was going to turn it into a thrill ride for this weekend that we went to. And that he was...
He was going to turn the car wash into a thrill ride?
That is correct. He called it Tsunami, the thrill ride. And
it's based upon the tsunami in Southeast Asia.
That is my understanding, correct. And I determined that this might be fun to do. I said to my son, would you care to go to this car wash? They're going to turn it into a kind of like a thrill ride where you can go and be in a tsunami, because he had been reading about it in school and he had been studying it in school and so forth. And he indicated that that would be a great deal of fun for him. So I read in the paper about this gentleman turning his car wash into a thrill ride called Tsunami the Ride. So we drove over there. We were told to lower the windows in our car, which we did do at that time.
All right, so you're going through a car wash with the windows down to what? So it's going to rain on you?
Well, The owner of the station, I spoke to this man, a man by the name of Bernard. He said that it was going to be just like a tsunami. And, of course, I've never been in one. My son... My son had...
What's so funny?
Oh, I just had a thought. It was a joke I heard at work today. I'm sorry. Let me get back to what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, all of a sudden you started laughing.
Right, I was just... I heard a Pollock joke. I mean, not a Pollock joke, but... Anyway, so he indicated, yes, we will turn it in. So go in there. And I said, all right, should we go in there? And he said, yes. So I got in my car. I rolled the windows down. I'm still thinking of this Polish joke I heard. I'm so sorry, Mr. Henry.
Well, maybe because you're filing a lawsuit, this is a serious thing.
No, you're absolutely right, sir. So I went in with my son.
Now, you have the windows rolled down on your car. You're going through a car wash. You know you're going to get wet.
We understood we were going to get wet. We've been on a great many thrill rides. There's the wonderful thrill ride that we've been on out in California on the Disney, in the Disney California Adventure Park, which has a river raft ride. So we understand about that. But what occurred, and the reason why we're filing the litigation we're filing, is that there was no safety built into the ride. My son put his head out the window briefly.
The Polish joke?
Yes, sir. My son put his head out the window briefly, and the brush from the car wash grabbed a hold of his head and gave him a swirly. And
are you sure you're not laughing about what happened to your son?
No, it's the Polish joke that I heard, and also a new blazer that a friend of mine bought. And so he gave my son a swirly.
What is a swirly?
You've never gotten a swirly?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, in college, we used to stick a guy's head in the toilet and flush it. It would swirl his hair up. And my son came out of this car wash with a head that looked like a garden gnome.
Oh, God. All right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at my own stuff, but... Actually, Pelton wrote that. That's pretty funny. I'm sure the kid came out with a head that looks like a garden gnome. Ooh, there's our flashback. That's from Tom. Thanks, Tom. It's our by-request flashback here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, tonight on our program, we are going to have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's going to be weighing in on the idea of putting your kids into the trunk of a car as a way of giving them a timeout. Now... She is worried that because of the tragedy back east, parents who do use the trunk of their car for timeouts to discipline their children are going to be looked a little askance at. So that's coming up tonight on The Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. So I just got hooked into this Tom Cruise story today. I don't know how many people watched the Today Show. I guess lots of people. Actually, should I say? Well, I got a little bit of news. Speaking of NBC, I didn't get any news, but one thing happened. Get this. I'm at a restaurant on Saturday night with my wife, and we went down to this place, and it's down in a part of the area here that I live in that is very swank and she-she. Now, I'll be honest with you. I like going to these places because I like the Star Watch as much as anybody. Like, there's a place over here in Malibu called Nobu Sushi. It's a good place. I don't want to say it's okay. It's, you know, a lot of movie stars hang out there on Saturday night. So what is that about? Like, you want to be seen, I guess. You know, because guys like me will go in there at 4 and I'll hog my spot at the sushi bar for 5 solid hours hoping to see someone. And then here comes David Arquette. Well, that's pretty good, you know. Anyway, we went down to this one place and we're having dinner. And I ran into, shall I say, a television guy. And we spoke about some professional matters concerning some of the work that I've been doing in TV lately. And it was very positive. And then at the end of the evening, when I asked for the check, the waitress said, oh, that gentleman and his wife picked it up. Yeah? $300. Look out! Now, I'm not saying that I spend that kind of bread. You know, Maria and I hadn't been out to dinner together for a long time, and I wanted to make it a very special evening. And so I said, And I don't know anything about beluga caviar, but they had it on the menu. I guess, go ahead. And you know how a woman will look at you when you do something like that?
Oh, really, honey? It's really expensive.
No, no, it's all right, dear. Go ahead. Let's shoot the works. The guy brings the beluga caviar. You know, there's enough of it you could stick in your thumbnail. And my wife, God bless her, she likes to eat. Get out of the way when Maria eats. Because all you see are elbows, hands going across the table and everything, smearing on that stuff, man. Boom, boom, boom. It was gone, man. And they bring you the caviar. They bring it, if you've ever had caviar, they bring it with, it's not that a lot of people have had it. You can buy it in a freaking store. You can get the all kinds of caviar. It's not unattainable, and it's not all that expensive, really. They bring it with chopped up egg whites and capers and stuff like that, you know, and then you smear it on a little cracker and you eat it, and then it's all gone within 2 seconds, and you go, well, that's the best I've had. In fact, that's the only I've ever had. In fact, I didn't hardly had any of that. Thanks a lot, honey. But see, my wife, when we, for instance, we were flying someplace, I forget where, and she went over to make us a couple of Bloody Marys, and she's like taking over the whole place, just drinking the drinks and all of this stuff, and the people are backing away and afraid. Man, I'll tell you, when she gets to go, and she's not fat. I mean, she's a skinny girl, but she just, when she eats, man, she goes for it. But anyway, so we kind of shot a wad of cat. I mean, I had my plastic out. I was ready to, like, you know, sell blood for the next few months. And the cat, they picked up the dinner tab. That blew me away. I've had guys buy me drinks. But in any event, that was a very, very nice thing. So I kind of took that and I put that together with a couple of things. I don't know. Who knows?
Huh? He just wanted to hear me say, oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Mr. Magoo cuts into a high tension wire. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Now, Don Julio, as you know, is the preferred tequila of the Phil Hendry Show. We drink a lot of it on this program. We drink bottles and bottles every day. We drink, I prefer the Don Julio Silver, or Blanco, if you will. Just, you know, matter of taste. I like my tequila a little smoother. If you get Reposado, it's aged a little more. It's a little darker in color. If you get the Añejo, it's aged even more and a little bit darker than that. Now, you know all of this from having listened to our program and I'm sure in your travels. Now, what's going on in the tequila world? Remember what I told you about that Tesoro Paradiso? And I've been telling people, I get a lot of emails from people saying, hey, what's the best tequila you've ever had? Well, it's difficult to say that Tesoro Paradiso is the best tequila I've ever had because it's a different kind of tequila. It's a aged tequila in oak barrels. They age it cognac style. And I think, what is it, 4 years is the minimum or something like that for aging in oak? But the darker it is because of the oak.
I mean, it's like polluted?
No, it ain't polluted.
It's got all kind of, it's got wood skank in it. It's got all that wood stank.
What do you mean it's got wood stank? It's, go get me a Starbucks, man, before I give it to you.
You pervert.
And so, this is the new thing here with this cognac style. Now, Paradiso Tesoro is outstanding. It's about $110 a bottle. It's as smooth as a baby's rear end. I mean, I wouldn't know how smooth that is. I probably shouldn't have used that analogy, but it's smooth, okay? And it's just a beautiful thing. Plus, it's something you can serve people if they're cognac fans. Or I don't know. I don't know anybody that's, well, I know people who drink brandy, but it's a pretty good after-dinner drink, so on and so forth. Or if you're just sitting around the pool on a Saturday afternoon and you want to slam down half a bottle, ain't a bad way to go. Now, Don Julio has come out with the Real, and that is also a oak-aged cognac style tequila. The other day, I had a shot. I was down there at that place I was telling you about, which I don't want to say where it was, but I saw, and I had a pretty good, well, it was down in Laguna Beach. I don't want to say who I saw there. Courtney Cox. Now, I, and her brats. No, I mean, no, they were very nice kids. So they had the menu there, and it says Don Julio Real, $60 a shot. Now, you have to understand something, guys. When you buy a bottle of Tesoro Paradiso, if you get yourself a bottle of Don Julio Real, you get any of this oak-aged tequila, cognac-style tequila, you should not pay more than $110 tops for a bottle. $60 a shot, you know what that's about. How many shots are they getting out of a bottle of tequila? 12? Jesus, they're making a lot of bread, okay? It's $60 a shot. So I went for it because I wanted to know what this stuff tasted like. And I think I'd seen the Real in stores. I know where I saw it. I saw it down in Mexico. Had a shot. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you. You know how loyal I am to the Don Julio brand. As a matter of fact, you know how a lot of guys get the Harley tattoo on their... That's how product loyalty is when you get the name tattooed on you. That's what I'm doing with this arm here. I'm putting Don Julio on it. I got Maria on this arm. I'm putting Don Julio... What could be a better possible exposition of my life? My wife, the one who drove me to this, Don Julio. You know I'm loyal to Don Julio, but I will tell you right now that the Don Julio Real, to me, tasted like it used a little bit more aging, and so I would stick with the Tesoro Paradiso when it comes to that cognac-style stuff. If you want just a good sipping tequila, you can't beat Don Julio Blanco. I've said it before, I'll say it again. No, Patron is not as good. It just isn't as good. I don't care if they charge more for it. It's because more people buy it. And more people buy it because it's got more name recognition for some reason. Don Julio did this one big, huge swing through the United States, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago. They actually had the old guy. Seagram's had just bought him. And they actually brought old Don Julio up, the real guy, to kind of tour the country. And I was at some Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, Don Julio's going to be here next week.
And I thought, yeah, the poor guy. What, I'm going to trot him out in some Mexican joint in the middle of Canoga Park? But I'm sure he made his money off the sale. So I would simply say this, that this is a new thing. It's probably not so new to some of you. It's the first time I had it. Don Julio Real. And no, as far as I don't think they got it down. So you're going to want to spend $100 a bottle, $100, $110, $120 for a bottle of tequila. Stick with that Tesoro Paradiso, baby. It's the way to fly. I swear to God, Mark saw it. He said she had the big-time raccoon eyes, man. When they put her on here about 45, like on the middle of Geraldo Rivera's down there now. Now they got everybody down there. They got Combs. They got Hannity. They got Van Susteren. They got Rivera. Isn't Riley going to go down there? And he going to get a piece of the action, have a little bit of fun? Boy, I can't. Oh, God, they don't want to send him down there. There may be another murder. Another girl may turn up missing. Send that scumbag. I'm kidding around, Bill. You're a real great guy. I don't even know who you are. We've never met. Although I would like to give you some advice, man. The next time you have Michael Moore on your show, would you give me a call? Because I could... Oh, the way you handled that guy. You think you won that debate? All right, now. Van Susteren comes on, and she's got the raccoon eyes going on. What's that about? I'll tell you what it's about. It's called sunglasses. Why do you wear them? Because you're laying out in a deck chair. Dun, dun, dun. You'd swear to, this is the only story. They've had it on for a solid hour. They're going to be doing wall to wall. You'd think the president died. Now, there's nothing. My heart goes out to the family and all that stuff. I guess I'm supposed to say that, right? I'm supposed to be very polite and say my heart goes out to the family. And it does. But what I've seen of the family, I'm not, well, I don't want to say anything, but they're not the most impressive people. Is that okay to say? What's with this guy? First, his name was Joe, but now he insists on being called Jug, because that's his nickname. And I just heard Jug say that some of his buddies were down there, and they tried to beat up this guy, the attorney, this Van Slut, the guy that the father of the kid, they were going to get up into his face and find out what's going on. Now they're sitting there with Greta, and they're theorizing about what could have happened. And they're filling up airtime with the parents, and the parents have been on television daily, nonstop. Now, that's fine. Everything's good. I understand that. But, I don't know. I'm suspicious of some cat named Jug. I'm suspicious of any guy that goes down in front of a TV camera for any reason and says, could you spell my name? Yeah, thank you. It's Michael. M-A-K-E-L. Yeah, it's just something I do. It's pronounced Michael? Yes. And how do you spell M-A-K? Yeah, M-A-K-E-L. And make sure it's on the crawler there at the bottom of the screen. Could you mention my business, too? Would you mind? What's my name again? Michael? Yeah, Michael's Pool Filters, all right? And I'd really appreciate that a lot. So what do you think happened to your daughter? I don't know. I think that probably these darkies down here pulled her into a bush and did it, you know, and then they just slit her throat and threw her out into the ocean for buzzard meat. That's what I think happened. And by the way, they're down there right now. Greta is sitting there in the director's chair with her raccoon eyes. And you know, I'm sure Geraldo is standing by. He's probably going to, he can't wait, man. He's got the kayak rented and everything. And there's an audience watching. I got a studio audience. News is now, I'm just jealous. I'm not bagging on him. I wish I was there. I wish I was there sitting on my dead can doing nothing. Because I'm telling you right now, if there's one thing I know, they ain't doing anything. They're not doing anything. They're down there, and they got five guys that are making 30 G's a piece that'll get fired if something happens, something like the Dan Rather thing. Those are the guys that get fired. And they're running around getting copy, and then, you know, Greta, about 2 o'clock.
Ring. Hello?
Yeah, Greta, this is Bill on the production truck. We need you to make up.
Oh, screw that.
Come on, baby. You can do it. Come on, baby.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Sancho, you have to leave now, honey. Yeah. Okay. Well.
All right, we got the car coming around for you. We don't want you to have to walk 30 feet, so the car's going to be there.
All right. Okay, well, if I have to.
I know. Kidding. Come on. So she goes into the trailer, slap on some of that makeup. Someone jams some copy into her hand. Somebody. I'm not saying she's a very bright lady. She's extremely bright. She's an attorney, but you don't have. You got to be stupid to do that work. Do you understand? You do what? You write your own news? No, 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 no! We don't do that! Read from the little thing that scrolls up and down. Now, Geraldo's down there, and he's got to find an angle. He's got to come up with his... She's got... What's he going to say? He's going to say something like, maybe she got abducted? I don't know. Al Capone's got her in the vault? What? Where is she? She's dead. What happened to her? She was cut up for shark meat. There, that's what I think happened, and I believe that facts will prove me right. And if I go down to Aruba, you guys don't have to spend any bread on covering up my raccoon eyes, man. I don't even go out in the sun. I'll be underneath a chaise lounge with a big freaking, you know, one of them Chinaman hats, and I'll be sitting there reading some porn, and everything is good. You cats can just come get me. I'll sit down in the chair. Hello, good evening, I'm Phil Hendry. Natalie Holloway is still missing. Is she dead? It's been 6 years now. Is it possible that she's dead? Or is she in hiding because she couldn't pay the JCPenney's account? Well, to talk with us about this is Jug and his wife, Sally. And, Jug, you're not even married to Natalie's mother anymore, are you?
No, I'm not.
You just moved on to another... Where's her mother?
Well, she doesn't care about this story anymore because she just don't care. But I do. Because the man over here told me, he talked to another man. You know that man over there?
Yes, I do.
Well, they said I'd get a reality show out of this, so hell.
All right. Well, what do you think happened? Why isn't she phoning?
Well, it's been about 8 years, but I did leave my number. I spray-painted on a rock down there at the beach. I don't know.
Well, maybe she forgot how to read.
Could be.
Thank you. I'm Phil Hendry. Let me go back now to Swank Magazine.
The Phil Hendry Hour brought to you by Swank.
All right, we'll be right back. Anyway, that's what I would do, but that's why I ain't doing it. Who's this fat tub of guts? Jack Osborne. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, I go through the magazines once a month to see the most insulting photograph, because Star, In Touch, Life and Style, there's a whole bunch of them. They really outdo themselves to see if they can't find the worst possible photograph of somebody, right? Like, generally, it'll be of a female, and there'll be some gut hanging out of a sweatshirt. And I just looked at this one, and it's Jack Osborne. And he don't look too good. And George Michael is almost a bag man. He's almost a street person now. You see a picture of George Michael. Back in the day when he was in the closet, when I would say in the closet to everybody but gay people, when you say they're in the closet, it only means straight people don't know. He was a good-looking guy. Now that he's out and psychotic, he looks all... How about a shave, dude? The whole thing doesn't work anymore, man. Now you're just like a grizzly old man. That whole 5 o'clock shadow thing was great. When you hit 40 and you don't shave, people think that you're on, like, psychotropics. You hit 40 and you don't shave, and people are going, now the outpatient window's over there, Mr. Dunahy. Can you make it over there?
I think so, uh-huh.
Are you taking all of the medicine that the doctor prescribed?
Uh-huh.
Good, good. Now you can't live under bridges anymore.
Okay.
Good. Now you have an automobile and a driver's license and a home. Why do you insist on living in that dumpster behind the Piggly Wiggly?
All right.
Okay, good. That's George Michael. Who, by the way, it's just been learned is straight. And the proposed marriage between himself and Katie Holmes. Jack, you're worried, aren't you?
I'm very worried, certainly about the safety of Miss Holmes. I think there's no doubt that Tom Cruise is insane. He is behaving in a way that is beyond colorful. Certainly we can understand.
Why are we in a construction site?
Because I'm having a home built. Is there a problem?
Not at all.
All right. By the way, I want to see that tile before you guys put it in, all right? You got it! I think that there's no getting away from the fact that Tom Cruise is no longer just colorfully trying to promote a film, War of the Worlds, which, if Minority Report and AI are any indication, is probably going to stink the place out like you wouldn't believe, just like a combination egg-cheese fart. But I will tell you that I believe the way Tom Cruise is acting, if Miss Holmes is listening to me right now, get out of the house now.